Happy is as happy does. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Happiness fuels success, not the other way around, says Sean Acor in his book, The Happiness Advantage.
We follow a formula for happiness and success that actually limits both. We keep thinking that if I work harder, then I'm going to be more successful. And as soon as I reach these goals, then I'm going to feel happier. And maybe that's I need to finish a couple projects, or as soon as I retire, as soon as I lose 15 pounds, then I'll feel happier. And each one of those moments, happiness is after success.
In his travels to 50 countries, working with over a third of the Fortune 100 companies, Acor said he's found this broken formula nearly everywhere, a continuous cycle of raising the bar.
Every time our brain has a success at work, our brain changes the goalpost of what success looks like almost immediately. So if you hit your sales target, we raise your sales target. In each one of those moments, each time we change what success looks like, we've pushed happiness further and further away from us. The research that I've been doing shows that when we raise somebody's levels of happiness first by deepening their optimism and deepening their social connection, every single business outcome we can test for improves. Productivity rises 31%, sales rise cross-industry by 37%, and you're 40% more likely to receive a promotion. Happiness is actually a precursor to greater levels of success, not merely the result of it.
Acor suggests positive journaling, exercising, or meditating. Developing these habits in as little as 2 minutes a day can get some of these levels of optimism and happiness to rise and starts rewiring your brain to be happy. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.